think we left off last week. The mission of Shochecha Avechen Min Mishnaso of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Good. At Emos Haichai Vadim Lomot Torah, Ad Yom Oso. Aleph Yud here in Talmud Torah, Vasa. At Emos Haichai Vadim Lomot Torah, Ad Yom Oso. Shinem Ofen Yasuru Milvavacha Kol Yimecha Yecha. B'chol Zman Shal Yasek Balimad Hu Shachayach. So last week we worked a little bit again on how the Rambam sees in the Mishnah and then reflects that the Yisirei Milibo and what would seem to be the more innocent alternative to Takala Mishnah so become conflated. That's what we spoke about last week. There is another very, very challenging question that just jumps out from this Rambam, which is the following. What would be, imagine the following scenario. Imagine that it's Sukkos. And somehow or other, a person knows, Rachmana Litzlan, that he's going to be Nifta. He knows. But it's first day Sukkos. So the question arises, should he bench Lulav? So our reaction, correctly, 100% correctly, is that's not a question. What do you mean the question arises? It's not a question. Of course, he should bench the lulav. Kol zman she'ana nishama b'kivi. A person's alive, so a person fulfills mitzvahs. So when the Rambam says, first of all, why is there a hava amina? Why do we have to be told that Emosai Chayv Adam Lilmo Ta'ad Yom Oso? And B, it's not really A and B, really, it's really one and the same. And what's more, why does one need to invoke the reason of, again, one has a Pasuk of Fen Yasur Milvavcha, and then the reason of Kol Zman Shel Yasek Belim and Hushachayach. No, the reason a person is chayv lilmoto ad yom moso is because every mitzvah is like that. Every mitzvah a person does. That's what life is. Life is the obligation and the opportunity to do mitzvahs. So down to the last second, that's what a person does. That's what his obligation is. That's what his incredible, extraordinary opportunity is. So maybe I don't know, the cash is clear, but maybe what the Rambam has in mind is the following. Let's take a look here. Halachas Yud Aleph Yud Beis. V'chayiv l'shalish zman l'midasa. This is the Rambam paskening, interpreting, and paskening the Gemara in Kiddushin of Al tikre v'shinantam el v'shilashtam that chayv adam l'shalish shnosav shlish b'mikra shlish b'mishnah shlish b'talmud. So this is the Rambam quoting again and interpreting and quoting that Gemara. V'chayv l'shalish z'man l'midasa shlish b'tor sh'v'chsav shlish b'tor sh'v'alpeh v'shlish yovin v'yaskal achuz davim merishiso V'yotzi dava midava, v'yada medava ledava, v'yodin memidah shatana dreshes bahen, ad sheyeda heichu ika amidos, v'heich yotzi ha'osu v'amutu v'chayotzei ben midvarim shalom in p'yash shmua, v'inyan zeh v'nikra Talmud. The three areas of Torah. Torah shebuchsav. What the Rambam calls Torah shebal peh is basically halacha. Halacha. And then the rest of Torah. The rest of Torah, Gemara, Machshava, everything. Halacha Yud Beis, Ketzer. Vayu Baal Umnos, Vayu Osek B'Mlocha, Shalosh Shalz Bayom, Uba Torah Teisha, Osana Teisha, Kori B'Shalosh Man B'Torah Shavachsav, Uba Shalosh B'Torah Shavachpeh, Uba Shalosh Mizbanin B'Daito, Rambam continues by Medvar Mamurim, B'tchilas Talmud Shel Adam. B'tchilas Talmud Shel Adam isn't necessarily measured chronologically, meaning it's clear from the Hemshech, meaning before he has the Bekiyas. B'medvar Mamurim, B'tchilas Talmud Shel Adam. Aval k'sheyagdil b'chochma, ולא יהיה צורך לא ללמוד תורה שבכתב ולא לעסוק תמיד בתורה שבעל פה, יקרא בעיתים מזומנים תורה שבכתב ודברי השמועה, כדי שלא ישכח דבר מדברי דיני תורה, a lot of different גרסאות here, ויפנה כל פעם יומיו או יפנה, the Talmud Bilvad the Firoch of Liba the Yishav Daito. So the Rambam describes that when Chazal said the Kesef Mishnah already points out that it's clear when Chazal say Chai v'Adam Shalish Shnosav Shesh B'Mikra Shesh B'Mishna Shesh B'Talmud that l'chore there's something clearly indicates that there's a certain context or something to the Divrei Chazal, because obviously it takes more time to master Talmud than it does to master simple pshat in Tanakh, or it takes more time to master Talmud than it does basic halacha. So how can it be chayv l'shalish? So there are two answers. Either the shalish doesn't mean equal parts, to divide into three parts, who says that those three parts necessarily are equal parts? Or, that's Rabbi Tam's answer, the first answer, that it doesn't mean equal parts, or no, the shalish taka chazal mean equal parts, but then clearly the answer is what the Rambam says that it means b'tchilas talmud shel adam. Okay, right. So what happens after a person has progressed to the stage of yagdil b'chochma? So then his involvement with Tanakh and Halacha is to periodically review Yikra Be'itim Mizumanim Torah Shebuchsav V'Divrei HaShmua, the second half of Halacha Yud Beis, is to periodically review, but he's spending the overwhelming majority of his time with Talmud. So presumably the itim mizumanim means he has a certain schedule. A certain schedule of chazara to try to ensure that he doesn't, again, shelo yishkach dova midivrei Torah, that he doesn't lose any of that mastery that he had gained over Tanakh, over Halacha. Okay. So the Chora, Yitachin, what the Rambam means is like this. So the person has mapped out for himself, again, a certain Chazara schedule that he adheres to. Whatever it is that works. I don't know, maybe, well, on whatever system, whatever the system may be, whatever the schedule may be. Now, that element of Talmud Torah maybe that element of Talmud Torah is not Ad Yom Moso. Maybe that element of Talmud, Avada mitzvah's Talmud Torah, like every other mitzvah in the Torah, is Ad Yom Moso, Adva Ad Bechal. And Torah, again, on the level of Dover Mitoch Dover, on the level of Havana, is Mayim Shela himself. So it's not as if there's a Hava Amina that maybe a person finished. A person didn't finish. Rabbi Akiva had plenty left to learn when he was Nifter. A person doesn't finish. But maybe, let's say a person's Seder Hayom is, I think they say Rabbi Moshe Feinstein used to chazer Mishnayos while he put away his tefillin. While he was wrapping up his tefillin, he used to say Mishnayos Bal Peh. So what would be if Rabbi Moshe knew beyom p'tirasa that is going to be niftar? So maybe that aspect of mitzvah's Talmud Torah is not no heges ad yom moso. No, if I don't chazer, in a year from now, maybe in 6 months from now, maybe in 3 months from now, maybe I'll forget. But if the person's holding by Yom Moshe, no, so Kamash Malan, that even that aspect of Mitzvah's Talmud Torah is a constant. Even the Talmud Torah, which is just Shalo Yishkach, Not the Talmud Torah where the person is learning more and is learning new. Even the aspect of Talmud Torah, which is Shelo Yishkach, that aspect, even that is Ad Yom Moso. Maybe, so is that a Shtiklan Ukimta in the Rambam's, the Rambam just said, is that a little bit of a, of an ukimta, the pshat was suggesting. So notice the following, Rabbi say. This is very interesting. Go back to halacha ches for a moment. What does the Rambam have in halacha ches? So the Rambam says in halacha ches, kol ish mi Yisrael chayi b'talmud Torah, ben oni, ben osher, ben shalom begufo, etc. Vafilu ba'al isho bonim chayi b'kbal uzman l'talmud Torah. So the Rambam's idiom, for whatever reason, maybe we'll come back to this in a minute. The Rambam's idiom is not chayav lulmod Torah and halacha ches, but the Rambam's idiom in halacha ches is chayav b'talmud Torah, and twice, both at the beginning of the halacha, kol ish misal chayav b'talmud Torah, and again towards the end of the halacha, chayav likbo lo zman l'talmud Torah. So hayal shehadov came, so Halacha Yud should have been at Emosai Chayiv B'Talmud Torah. No, well, that should be the natural sequel to Halacha Ches. And yet here the Rambam says, no, at Emosai Chayiv L'Lmod Torah. So maybe the word is like this. Talmud Torah, what's the difference between Chayiv L'Lmod Torah and Chayiv B'Talmud Torah? Let's backtrack. Why is it taken halacha ches that the Rambam opted for the longer phrase of chayiv b'talmud Torah rather than chayiv l'lmod Torah? So the chayiv as follows: chayiv b'talmud Torah conveys. The Gemara in Kiddushin says v'shinamtum levanecha sheyu devei Torah mechudadim b'ficha shemishalcha adam davar al tegamgem ela emor lo miyat. That to the best, everyone to the best of his ability should aspire and should work towards the goal of knowing Kol HaTorah Kula. So that Mishalcha Adam Dava from wherever, from whatever, any Masechta, is Al Tegamgem, not to stutter and to, but Emor Lo Miyad. That's the goal that each of us, again, Kefi kocho, kefi nisivosov, etc., aspires towards, works towards. L'chore, that's what chayiv b'talmud Torah means. Chayiv lomal Torah means to learn Torah. Okay, a person's learning Torah. Chayiv bit Talmud Torah means to know the learning of Torah, to know all of Torah, right? Chayiv bit Talmud Torah means Talmud Torah is the Talmud, the learning, meaning the corpus, the body of Torah. So Kol Yishev Yisrael Chayiv bit Talmud Torah conveys that sense of all of Torah, all of Torah. Which is why when the Rambam gets to halacha Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, it's already axiomatic that a person is supposed to be working to knowing Torah Shebuchsev, Torah Shebal Peh, and Talmud. No, maybe just learning Torah means, okay, learn Torah, but Lav Dafka learn everything. No, that's already been conveyed. Where and how has that been conveyed? No, it was conveyed in halacha ches of Kol Yisrael Chayiv bit Talmud Torah. That's what it means, bit Talmud Torah. Oh, against that background, so then Yitachen, when the Rambam says that Emos Chayiv Lilmod Torah, as opposed to Chayiv Bit Talmud Torah, so he's taken not referring to all of Torah. He's referring to Torah in a more as a Dava Kotsuv. As a Dava Kotsuv. Talmud Torah means as a Dava Sheino Kotsuv. And Lilmo Torah, perhaps the Rambam means as a Dava Kotsuv. Talmud Torah is a Dava Kotsuv. Again, there's so many Psukim in Tanakh, there's so many Mishnayos in Shas, and they have their simple, basic, elementary meaning. And on that level, Torah, and therefore learning Torah, is a Dava Kotsuv, something which is defined, delimited. But then Torah is also a Dava She'eno Kotsuv. Torah is something which is unbounded and unlimited in terms of depth of understanding, etc. So maybe since Halacha Yud is Taka only talking about that element of Talmud Torah from the end of Halacha Yud Beis, which is to prevent Shichacha, so that's talking about Talmud Torah on the level of the Dava Kotsuv. So that's what the Rambam switches the phrase from Chayiv bit Talmud Torah to Lilmod Torah. Lilmod the Torah, which is in the sense of the Dava Kotsuv, the dimension, the level in which Talmud Torah is the Dava Kotsuv. I know that. Maybe that's the pshat here in the Rambam.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Just a clarification. The diuk is just that the Rambam changes the lashon, not that Lilmod Torah means Dava Kotsuv on its own, right?
But is that he changes the lashon? Yes, from Chayiv bit Talmud Torah. Yes, yes.
Rebbe. Rebbe, would this indicate? Hello.
Yes.
Right, that a person is not chayev to necessarily do chazara on his Talmud when he's at that level of the chidushim and the iyun and the amkus, that he's not necessarily chayev to review that as much.
No, because the reason when the Rambam talks about the Chazara, he only talks about again the what the Rambam refers to as Torah Shebal Sav and Torah Shebal Peh. Again, remembering that the Rambam uses the term Torah Shebal Peh differently than we do colloquially. The reason he doesn't include the Talmud in the Chazara is because he can't mention it in the same breath as the other two for two reasons. Number one, again, the other two, at a certain stage of a person's development, if he reaches the stage of Yagdil B'Chochma, so then his only, so you might have thought that at this point, he's already a Baki in this point, he doesn't need to learn. Oh no, Kamash Malan, he still has to have this system of Chazara. But again, the point is the Rambam needs to say that even Sheyagdil B'Chochma, he doesn't ever graduate entirely from his involvement with those other areas. So the Rambam's describing what the ongoing involvement with those other areas is. Right? So it's not that the sentence is saying this is what Chazara involves, which then would have given the diuk that you're asking. This sentence is saying is this is what his involvement la'acha shehigdil b'chochma is in Torah Shavuchsav and Torah Shavuot Peh. Is that clear?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Okay, let's go on a little bit here in Ovos. Rav Chananya Mendoza Omer, Kol sheyiras cheto kodemes l'chochmaso, chochmaso miskayemes. V'chol shechochmaso kodemes l'yiras cheto, en chochmaso miskayemes. What does the Rambam say? Zeh dover shemuskam alav gam ben ha-filosofim. Shehahergel b'maylos, kshehu kodem l'chochma, ad shenikna lo hergel chazok, Yosef lo boza hatzlocha b'chochma, v'ahava ba, u'she'ifa lahosef ba. Ho'el v'hi ma'overes alsal l'masho hayom urgol. However, v'im kodnu hergelim ro'im v'lomad la'achar mikan, so if a person has a foundation of Midas Tovas, he'll welcome Chochma. He'll be receptive to Chochma. He'll be desirous to learn more and more. But if the foundation in a person's life is Midas Ra'os, so then he'll be very resistant to Chochmah, ultimately abandoning it. You know, sometimes parents in making chinuch decisions for their children, sometimes they're no one ever wants to every parent out of his her love for the child wants the best optimal chinuch possible, imaginable for the child. But often in the world which is yet to be perfected, the sakin olam b'malchus shakai, so the actual options are not optimal. and they all have different strengths, different weaknesses. Sometimes it can be summarized as follows, that in option A, they learn a Velt. They learn a Velt in the lower grades, Chumash, and then Mishnayis, and then Gemara, Mamash a Velt. But the Maisa, you see, the kids don't have such good midas. Whether it's because in option A, that's not being stressed, or it's just not being, or they're just not being matzliach. But that's the metzias that one encounters. Option B, they don't learn as much. They learn seriously. But enodom, you can't equate how much is learned. You can't equate that to option A. But LMI, you look at the kids have stellar middles. So this Rambam, Agam, that he's quoting philosophers, and that one can correctly and accurately sort of file this away under philosophical ideas. But it's something which is very, very much halacha lemaisa, with tremendous implications, halacha lemaisa. The coming at it from within sort of a different scheme. The Sfarim quote the Nigla Dika Sfarim quote that Reb Chaim Vital has in the beginning of Shari Kedusha. He talks about how there are two levels or two nefoshos that a person has. A person has a nefesh shfala, a lower nefesh, hanikres yesodis, the more basic elementary. And then he has a nefesh hasichlis. The Chaim Vital explains that a person's midos stem from the nefesh hashvala. The mitzvos haTorah address the nefesh hasichlis. And then he says, this scheme will explain what otherwise seems inexplicable. Will explain beautifully, compellingly, what otherwise seems inexplicable. A person is arrogant. And yet, none of this, al pi havanoso, shall Reb Chaim Vital, none of this is reflected in minyan mitzvahs, in mitzvahs haTorah. Hayitochen. V'havein zem ma'od, says Reb Chaim Vital, ki lihiyosom ikorim v'yesodos lo nimnu b'chal tayag mitzvahs hatzliyos ba'nefesh hasichlis. You look through the course listings in a medical school, and you see that there's no course in basic biology, no course in basic chemistry. So what's the inference? Is the inference, well, I guess basic biology and basic chemistry is irrelevant to medical school. You just have to buy yourself a white jacket and make sure that that's well pressed, and you know that's what it's all about. Well, no, maybe the correct inference is that it's so basic that it's not taught in medical school because it's a prerequisite for medical school, because medical school is building upon that foundation. So says Reb Chaim Vital, that's the pshat, that a certain threshold of midos are ikorim v'yesodos for mitzvah satara. And that's why they're not included in the mitzvah satara. Because a certain baseline is so basic and so foundational and so indispensable that it's being assumed. It's a tnai kodem lamaisa, as it were. Obviously not in the sense that, oh, if I feel that I don't have good mitzvos, that I shouldn't put on tefillin this morning, right? Obviously not in that sense. The nimsa, now listen to this, these next two lines, Rav Osai. This is Reb Chaim Vital, the conduit for Torah HaRizal. The nimsa ki yosef tzorech lizohem imidos haraos, Yosef min kiyam ha-mitzvos esay v'los esay. Now, the Chaim Vital's point is not to in any way lower the effort and conscientiousness that one should put forth and one should maintain in terms of kiyum mitzvahs. No, that's exactly what we think it should be. And against that background, says Reb Chaim Vital, ki yoseh tzorech lizoher mimidos haraos, yoseh min kiyum mitzvahs eseh velos eseh. We have to be makbir on our midos more than on mitzvahs esay and los esay. And again, that doesn't mean that we're being makbid on mitzvahs esay and los esay anything less than 100%. And then he actually said it earlier in some ways in a even stronger and even more powerful formulation. This is it's in the first paragraph here in Chelek Aleph Shar Sheni, the end of the first paragraph. So listen to this line of Osei. Again, after presenting the scheme of how midos are rooted in the nefesh hashvala, the nefesh hayisodis, the mitzvah haTorah target the nefesh ha'eliona, the nefesh ha'sichlis. So then he says, ulefichach, this is staggering, inyan hamidos ha'ra'os koshim min ha'averos atzman ma'od ma'od. Mamash extraordinary. Ulefichach, inyan hamidos ha'ra'os koshim min ha'averos atzman ma'od ma'od. How does the Rambam, so the Rambam's idea, I think we're able to understand, how does the Rambam see it in the words of the Mishnah? I mean, the Mishnah didn't say midos, the Mishnah said yeras cheto. And the Rambam then presents the necessity of a foundation of midos tovos. How is that the pshat in yeras cheta? So if you take a look in Shemona Prakim, in Perek Dalid of Shemona Prakim, in the Machon Hamor edition, if that's the one you're using, it's page Tuf Kuf Lamed Aleph. If it's if you're looking in the Rav Kapach edition, it's on page Resh Nun Dalid in the left hand column. Ve'oshuv le'inyani im yomu elu hamizdamim le'umos me'anshei dosenu. Those Jews who imitate non-Jewish religious practices in their extremism, she'eni medabe kiyim bahem, right? The Rambam is very open as to whom he's critiquing. If they will perhaps defend their extreme ascetic practices or other extreme religious practices, shehem einam osim ma shehem osim oso misiguf gufehem, again asceticism, umenias hana osim ela al derech hachinuch lekochos haguf kidei sheyunotem el atzad ha'echad ma'at kifi ma shebe'anu b'perek hazeh shetzarech sheyeh odom kach, maybe they'll say, no, we're only trying to achieve what you, Rabbeinu Moshe, have said is the correct goal. And that at times the correct goal is a little bit off-center to prevent from the stronger pull of the other extreme. The Rambam says, if they'll say that, Zohi to'us mitzidam, it's a mistake, kefisha nevar, vihu. Ki ha-Torah lo osra masha osra, v'tzivsa masha tzivsa, ela min hasiba hazos. What the Torah assers, los assays, what the Torah commands, essays, the Torah designed for exactly this goal of training or further reinforcing, further refining. Again, it doesn't contradict what we're seeing here in the further reinforcing the midos. Kloma kedeshen nisrachig min atzadu achi yose derech chinuch. Ki isa ha-machalos ha-asuros kulam. Ve isa ha-be'ilos ha-asuros. Ve'ho azhar al ha-kedeshe. Ve'chiyav ksuba ve'kidushin. V'im kol zeh eina muteres tomet, ala hi asura v'itos hanida v'haleda. U'milvad zos od higbila v'avosenu kedei l'mayt b'tashmish v'asuhu b'yom kefisha b'yanu b'sanhedrin, es kol zeh lo tziva Hashem aleinu al kedei sh'nesrachek migvul hatay v'hachoka meruba. Skipping one line, kedei sh'tikva b'nafshenu, tikova b'nafshenu t'chunas ha-prishus. V'chein kol ma sh'nema b'tor minisinas ha-maisus v'ha-leket v'ha-shichra v'ha-peir v'ha-peret v'ha-olos, all the matnas ha-niyim, v'din ha-shmita v'ha-yovel v'ha-tztok edei machsoro, ki chol zeh korv le... le-hizgadlus, kidei sh'nistrachek migvul ha-shiflus, ha'chokam miruba v'niskarev l'gvul ha'hizgadus k'desh t'ikava banu ha'nadivus. Now look at this sentence, Rav Osai. Again, in the Machon Hamor, now it's on the top of Tov Kuf Lamed Beis. In Rav Kapach, it's the bottom of Reish Nun Dalet. Va'al pi yistak lezo, histakel b'rov ha-mitzvos. This is an extraordinary perspective on Torah. Histakel b'rov ha-mitzvos, v'timtza'en kulon mechanchos eskoach ha-nefesh. The majority of mitzvos are designed to give us midas tovas. There is a clear difference of opinion here between the Rambam and Reb Chaim Vital as to how much it's a prerequisite and how much the Torah is preoccupied with it. But Rov Mitzvah Satorah, for the Rambam, Kulon Mechanchos is Kochos HaNefesh. Mechanchos is Kochos HaNefesh to the Derech HaTova. So Kult Ois, that when the Rambam teaches in our Mishnah that Yeras Cheto refers to the Midas Tovas, so those two are much closer and much closer to being identical than we thought when we asked the question, right? We asked, the Mishnah says Yeras Cheto. I don't know, so somehow that doesn't sort of conjure up in us the Midos. And yet the Rambam translates Yeras Cheto as Midos. So we're saying no, but in light of what the Rambam tells us here in Perek Dalet of Shmona Prokim, that Rov HaMitzvos Kulon mechanchos is kochos hanefesh, the midos. So then the two are converging. Afal pichein, though, isn't it still a question, according to the Rambam, if that's what the Mishnah wants to convey, why didn't the Mishnah say, kol sheh, in the Rambam's vocabulary, deosav? Kol sheh deosav hayisharos, Kodmos l'chokmoso, chokmoso miskayemis. Why did it say Yiras Cheto? Okay, Nachanami. So Yiras Cheto is, we understand how Yiras Cheto is appropriate, but wouldn't it have been more appropriate to say Deosav Hayisharos, Deosav Atovos? So let's reread here just the line or so. Zedov Shemuskam alav Gambian philosophim. Let's try to pay close attention here, Rabbi. Shehahergel b'maylos kshehu kodem lachochma ad shenir nalo hergel chazok. Rambam isn't simply talking about someone who's got good character, but he's talking about deeply, deeply ingrained, right? A hergel chazok. Very strong, deeply rooted, ingrained habits, right? Nikna lo hergel chazak. So l'chora, that's why the Rambam, how does the Rambam know that that's what the Mishnah means? So l'chora, question number two is the answer to question number one. Why did the Mishnah say Beloshon Yiras Cheto rather than the Loshon of Deos or Midos? And number two, where does the Rambam see just how ingrained and how deeply rooted the Midos should be? Because that's what the sense of Yiras Cheto conveys, that just saying Midos Tovos doesn't, a person can have midos tovos. That's one madrega, a very great and holy madrega. But an even greater and holier madrega is that the person has such midos tovos that he has a tremendous pachad to not act in concert with those midos tovos. That's already depicting a higher madrega. That's depicting someone to whom the midos are everything. And that's a person she nikna lo hergel chazak. Just briefly, but before we stop, in case I created some confusion in juxtaposing our Rambam with the Reb Chaim Vital and Shari Kedusha. The Tzad HaShavash HaBahen is how the foundation are the Midos. And in that sense, again, the two Mara Makomos converge. In the Rambam, the Midos themselves are something that the Torah itself, as it were, works on very much and is training us in. And the Chochmah means the maybe more abstract Chochmah, that the person who is an Oyves Hashem, to be an Oyves Hashem, would pursue. But there's no way a person is going to be able to do that if he doesn't have those midos tovas when nikna lo behergel chazak. The Chaim Vital is talking about a level. He agrees that mitzvah satara will further enhance and further refine a person's midos, but he's talking about again a level of midos tovas which beemes the Torah thinks of as a prerequisite for a life not just of chokhmah, but even a life of kiyum mitzvahs. So in that sense, they're certainly not identical, albeit again, in terms of that, the just how foundational the midos tovos are, that there is an important overlap as well. Okay, I apologize again. I have to run. Everyone should have a good, productive day, a good Shabbos. Be well, be safe, have a say.